that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things. When you're broke,
good afternoon, everybody. It is Wednesday, April the 16th, 2008. This is Cash Flow with John Stadtmiller and James Martinez. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing good. Coming to you from Beverly Hills, California. Again today, yes, we will have Bob Neppert coming on today to talk about the latest information regarding the perception of the economy and so forth. And as always, for those of you that are new to the show, welcome. Thanks a lot for listening. I know a lot of people have been referred lately, or the words gathering around from various emails that I'm getting that quite a large number of new listeners, some foreign in England and as well as some here in California, that are now jumping on board trying to catch the latest on what's going on with the banking industry, the credit card industry, and obviously what you can do about it and what you need to do about it as you go through your various adjustments in your own personal life, professional, and obviously your financial life as well. So without further ado, Bob, are you there?
Yes, James. Great to hear you again.
How's it going, buddy?
I got a lot to say, but
I don't know what the focus is. What have you guys been talking about?
Well, I generally the same thing. Obviously, I think the latest news is that the oil records hit $115 a barrel. That in itself is like I know that's going to affect everybody because of the gas prices, obviously. But I wanted to bring up to you specifically because I had to take a trip out to the desert, and while I was out in the desert, something really interesting happened. Because part of the situation that I talk about with John is the fact that so many people are completely having to balance their dealing with computers, dealing with the cell phones, dealing with the television, dealing with what information they're going to believe and where it's coming from. And while I was in the desert, I was having a bite to eat, and I overheard four women who all have children in school saying that now their children have a virtual reality teachers, that teachers often don't even show up. So now people are going to classes and there's not even a person there. That's the education. That's where it's going.
Well, I know by 2078 in Australia, that's 2078 this century, in Australia will be the first prototypical experiments of a young man in a matrix tube. And I've had access in a strange way through our intelligence networks to the experience of that 14-year-old. So we talked to this 14-year-old in 2078, and he discussed his girlfriend and how he traveled all over the world, and he was based in Australia. He knew that. And he described his sports, the music he liked, and probably some of video or virtual reality technology. And the point was, though, that he had not experienced any of those things. He was living inside a, you know, I call a matrix tube, and this was programmed into him, and the girlfriend that he thought he had was going through the same experience inside a tube, but they'd never met, but they thought they had a whole life together already. That's inevitable. That's what's coming.
Okay, all right. We will be back with Bob Neppert in just a moment. This is James Martinez with John Stadtmiller. Cashflow. We'll be back right after these messages. Stand by.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Okay, we're back. This is Cashflow. This is James Martinez. John Stattmiller will be back on tomorrow. Bob, you were saying, go ahead.
So we're without John today.
Yeah, we're without John today. He should be, I think he's going to be returning tomorrow for sure. But we're without John today. So go ahead, let us know. Well, first of all, I know.
Did you hear what I just said before the break? I said 2078. This kid's living in a reality. They're not being instructed in a public educational situation. They're in a little tube or some place, and the person is experiencing their whole life digitally or virtually and have not actually gone out and walked around.
Okay.
So that's coming. So we're inevitably going that way. What's our relationship to that?
Oh, well, I specifically brought it up because obviously I deal with tons of people that call into this show that have their issues with the credit cards. But communicating with the phone, it's a completely, totally different thing now because we have a whole generation of people that don't know anything about computers. And then a whole generation of people that all they do is live on computers. And they're like talking to two different versions of people. When you talk to the older version, they don't have an email address. They don't know how to pull up a file. They're completely, totally out of it. They're in a totally separate reality entirely, whereas a lot of people, I mean, they say email me or whatever, and there's all these technical problems as far as trying to communicate with them, and they're completely wired in. I overheard all of these women talk about their children being in school, and we have a whole generation of people that I don't think people have a clue at all. They're more totally into computers. They're not even looking at anything that's going on at all.
That's right. So, you know, when radio came in, what was it, 30, 40, 50 million people died because of radio in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the European Holocaust, the Stalin Holocaust.
millions of people. So we have to look when a new technology comes in, and be revolutionary if a program or a station had this as an editorial policy to remind people every day that when we invent something new, like the internet, millions will be amputated. You're talking about people being amputated psychically. They're just disconnected. But they're also, if they need to use their computer for credit problems, they can't do it. So they're not going to even be able to take advantage of your situation unless you have the time or staff to
Extra communication to people, because a lot of, I mean, email is not 100%. I mean, cell phone, a lot of people all call on their cell phone. All these electronic transmissions aren't reliable, so it creates a lot of confusion all the time. I've seen it all over the place. And then let alone them having to understand or learn anything new. So people are just very, very scattered all over the place.
Right. Now, I was in London, I spent a couple of weeks there. The big issues were Prince Philip's had a problem because the trial with the father of Dodie, the lover of Lady Di, you know, they died. Mm-hmm. And then, what was his name, Foodie or something, the father, he went to court claiming that Prince Philip murdered Lady Di and his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a trial for years, and it finally was resolved around April 4th, around the time I arrived there. And the same day, Prince Philip had a massive health problem, heart attack, and he went into the hospital. And then the other big headline was 5,000 people were trapped on the subway, London subway, which they call the Tube.
Mm-hmm.
But over the weekend, the media was dominated by the Olympic torch, right? And Tibetans protesting the passing of the torch on to China.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is so irrelevant to the fact the latest new iPhone technology is killing millions of people. Now, how come people won't believe this? Did you tell these women who were telling you about their kids going virtual, they kind of probably half accepted it, even though they were troubled?
No, they accepted it, but the fact that the way that there's no, like, human interaction anymore, and their children are just sitting, they're concerned, but I was looking at it from a perspective like, okay, you know, we have a major economic situation in the United States, and I'm wondering what's being spoken about in the classrooms, and how is it being done? And now the way we don't respect education in this country at all, really per se, now it's all virtual reality teachers. You got to show up and punch in or whatever. And now that the teacher is, it's not even real. It's on a monitor now.
Now it is real, and it's what they're going to live in. But there's no outrage or public discussion of it. That's what's ridiculous. People are worried about the financial crash, so they go for the three Bs. Beans, bullets, and bullion. That's totally irrelevant to the real issues of surviving.
I'll go ahead and explain that.
Well, what is the latest new technology? The iPhone?
Well, for civilians, yeah, I'd say it's probably
the
latest.
Yeah, for civilians, that's a good distinction. For civilians is the iPhone. The iPhone will kill millions of people. That's the point. Now, no one, I mean, you just have to look back at what the Telegraph did to the United States, caused the Civil War in 1861 to 65.
Mm-hmm.
Movies and cars and telephone calls, World War One. Just think of the millions of people who died in that one. Then think of World War Two. Almost a billion people die. And then all the people died over the last 30 years because of the satellite and digital environment. And now the iPhone and post-2000 technologies, the MySpace and Facebook. We can just look historically, even though these technologies give us temporary delights, overall they wreck previous systems and they kill humans. And so we are going to arrive in 2078 with a total matrix situation for humans, and we'll have killed a trillion people probably by that time, but humans in general just move on and accept it. So this is the absurdity of the situation we're communicating in. You're helping people do credit cards, which is important in this context, but it's irrelevant to the mass murder that's going on all over the place. Not that we could stop it, and it's going to happen anyways, but nobody talks about it. Probably because it's inevitable, we don't talk about it, so we talk about in-between things, right?
Right, right.
So
in-between things meaning?
Well, we talk about credit cards.
Right.
We talk about the, we talk about, the election.
Right, right.
We talk about the election. We talk about famine. We talk about tyranny in Egypt. to the local people.
By the way, what was your perspective of what's going on in London in terms of the economic situation, the public there?
Okay. This has been a tremendous week and a half for me. I actually fixed the economic system worldwide because the FSF, the Financial Stability Forum, issued a report that the G7 summit in London last week agreed to get behind. They're now saying that derivatives will be taxed. Now, I can claim a great victory with that, and it's a victory in terms of the inner bureaucracy of the world government and the solar government and my area of the secret team, but I'm also telling you, even though I might boast among my comrades, I'm also telling you and the public that's totally irrelevant compared to what's coming if we are going to be concerned about going virtual.
Okay, all right.
So you asked me what's happening in London.
Yes, I know. A bunch of people just said, what? What solar government? What team? What?
Yes, so world government is the Bilderbergers. Solar government is Echelon, or the solar telecommunications that is actually the matrix world that Wall Street and the international economic exchanges live in. The digital matrix is the solar government.
That's the solar government.
It goes around the planet, like our solar system. Now, I don't hear anybody on any of the shows on Republic Broadcasting talking about this. And I could say this about CNN, C-SPAN, ABC, any networks, they don't talk about this. And I'm interested in why people will not talk about it. That's what I'm puzzled by. And so
because
I
can only tell you from the residual people that call in or email, look, when you're under duress and stressed out and freaked about how you can eat and what you're going to do and how you're going to survive, not much is going to be getting in there in terms of thinking about anything else.
That's right. So people are naturally selfish and involved with their survival, and all of their fellow humans would agree with that. You should be trying to survive yourself. That's given, right? You don't commit suicide. Right. But when are we going to be able to look out of our situation and look at what's the larger tragedy that's coming?
Now, go back to the iPhone, that piece of technology that has come out, and there's other like duplicate ones that are like that AT&T's put out. Explain why that's going to take down so much, cause so many problems, kill people, etc.
Well, could we have anticipated in 1922 when radio started to become a European environment, could we have said to people that it would collapse the economy by 1929, there'd be a world depression, that Italy would attack Ethiopia, that a maniac would rise in Germany and in Japan and attack countries and start a massive war and billions of people would die? I don't think anybody could have foreseen that in 1922.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're asking me to foresee the weird, unpredictable things that the iPhone will have in people's personal family lives and business lives and how they use the thing, and all the Facebook and MySpace information will be in there, and even though John Poindexter started the Total Information Awareness Office in 2002, and that was so absurd, Congress celebrated itself because it stopped it, but what did the actual surveillance of people through total awareness information that Poindexter proposed, where did it end up? It ended up in MySpace and Facebook, where millions of kids put their stuff voluntarily, all about their lives, what they like, what they're going to buy, what they're going to consume, what they reject. All the demographic information that people pay millions for from 1950 to 1990 is right there offered by this whole generation and the next generation and past generations. That is going to have unforeseen effects on all kinds of ways. So I'm saying we can assume it's a law that millions of people will die whenever we invent a new technology because it's happened for 150 years. How we will die, I don't know.
Because generally, anytime the new technology comes out for civilians, it's going to cause death, period.
Yes, and that is the pattern if you look at history, and a lot of informed people listen on the station for history. Well, I'm giving some of the history that's not emphasized, but these people should enjoy it because they like history. It's just they're emphasizing national history or economic history or Illuminati history or credit history. But look at the environments of technology, that history. I mean, we've been on for 3 months or something. We should have people calling saying that they want to do something about this.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, we're going to be back in just a moment. This is James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, Cashflow, our guest Bob Nevert today. We'll be back right after this. Stand by, everybody.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, we're back. This is Cash Flow with John Stadtmiller and James Martinez. We're back. Our special guest today, Bob Neverett, talking to us about the information environment. Also, please, if you have questions for Bob Neverett or myself regarding your current situation with credit cards or anything that Bob is discussing, please give us a call. And you may do that so at 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443. Okay. So you're saying...
Here, yes. James, yes. Get the contradiction. I'm saying that it's inevitable. We're going into this virtual reality and Blade Runner reality and Matrix reality. It's inevitable.
Right.
Yet I'm also saying, why aren't we talking about it? I guess I'm implying, if you look at it as a contradiction... I'm asking people to talk about what's inevitable. But if death is inevitable and starvation is inevitable, then why are we talking about that? What are we going to talk about that's priority? You have to carry on and make a living and help people's credit problems. That seems to be the constant human affairs, just run around panicking, trying to survive, and never looking right at the big picture.
Right.
Yet a lot of people are paid to give the new picture, and that's called news media, right?
Right.
And they don't give the new picture because they just talk about content. They don't talk about the fact, you know, Dan Rather never got on and said, the very fact that I'm talking to you on television is changing the whole situation and all the stories I highlight are irrelevant compared to the effect of television. That should be a big news story. And he never does it. Are
no,
we
nobody
humans?
Ever does it.
Why don't we just admit we're jerks?
No, hey, you're not going to get any argument out of me. I've been saying that for years. We're like the only species that lives in its own trash willingly and then complains about it and blames each other. No, I'm I do realize that. I want you to tell us a little bit more about the what happened in London, about
okay.
the G7 thing, and what that means for everybody.
Well, it doesn't mean anything because we're going virtual in the long run, right?
But
a lot
but
of
for
people,
now, though.
Right now, the World Bank is having their meeting in Washington, all right? And a lot of people are saying it's making great strategies and make great progress forward, and they have to think about the G7 report supporting the recommendations of the SFF, the Financial Stability Forum, which said that we have to organize and tax and stop the virtual economy we're living in. Now, Germany started saying that in the spring of 2007, and everybody said they were idiots. Well, how come a year later everybody's falling in line behind Germany, or at least the ostensible leaders, Germany? And I've said on interviews that my team had implemented this a year ago, and it's actually happening. So the people who are listening to this show are actually hearing the person who runs the world, me and my team. Now, what are they going to do about it? And yet I'm telling them what's coming and that I'm obsolete. But I must go day to day through the spring of 2008 and pretend that I'm controlling the derivative situation that has collapsed the global economy.
Okay. Now,
this should evoke a lot of humor.
Most people that just heard that are saying, wait a minute, your team in the virtual economy, go ahead and explain what that means to everybody. Because a lot of people are like, yeah, sure, right.
Yeah, what is the virtual economy? You're asking, what is the virtual economy?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm asking for you to explain to the audience.
Virtual economy is what is in your room, the computer,
mm-hmm.
your cell phone, your GPS in your car. That's the virtual economy, the very medium we're all using. This radio network is on the Internet. That's the medium we're using. That is the virtual economy. How do you measure that in dollars? You can't. So Enron was a prime example. They claimed they were making millions of dollars, but all they were doing was getting loans from someone who had no money to loan them. So mm-hmm. as long as we keep speaking English and claiming we have a job and earning a living, we're deluded. Because
right.
the fact is, and I've used this term rarely in this context, but the fact is we're in the Android meme. Have we used that term?
No, we've not. But
yeah.
go ahead and tell. I know what you're talking about, but for people here that have not heard that before, it's time. It's now. It should be put out there. So go ahead.
Yeah, humans communicate through ideas and culture as well as build homes and eat food. The culture that goes on, the ideas, the memes, the habits of value systems are memes. I'm saying mm-hmm. that technologies now have come alive, the virtual economy's come alive, and it's its own meme, and I call it an Android meme to point out its automatic situation, its robotic situation. But it is alive and responsive to what we're doing, and it's called the news. What does Wall Street, what does Forbes say today? What did the Dow do today? That is the Android meme, and that's the content, the statistics, but the actual facts of it are you and I inside a technology that is not talking to us, but talking to its constituents.
Got it. Okay.
Talking to its parts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has been going on in science fiction for 15 years. I mean, the young kids liked The Matrix. It made sense to them, right? And they went and watched it 10 times and made a big cult out of it. But it was mm-hmm. just talking about their present. Why can't whoever the next show is on this station discuss these issues? They won't. They don't think it's real. Now, what they think is real is as real as what I'm talking about. But I've got the microphone right now, so I'm saying my topic is more real than anybody else's.
I love hearing your perspective on this stuff completely because it's totally different and most people are shocked by it, and I've got people that either love it, can't stand it, or are trying to figure out what you're talking about because they're so, like, generally the people that have found this broadcast, I can't speak for the other ones, is because of they're in pain. They're in anxiety. They're in pain. Somebody's referred them, and they're having a lot of problems. Whenever I talk to them, privately, their entire reality is based upon the anxiety and stress of their own particular situation, and they are not interested in hearing anything beyond that. They're just trying to take care of their own particular situation, and I always tell people, if you're going to take care of your problem financially, you've got to know how it happened, what's happening now, and where you're going to go. So I feel it's completely, totally irrelevant what you're saying, absolutely.
That's right, and I think it's pointing to the fact we all are subject to original sin.
All right, we'll be back right after.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Okay, we're back. Back with Bob Nevert, special guest on Wednesday. This is Cashflow with James Martinez. John Statmiller should be back tomorrow. For people who this is new information, or if you just need to speak and express your grievances about your particular financial situation, you are anonymous. Don't be scared. Go ahead and you can call 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443 for those of you who have any questions. Okay, back to where we were, Bob. Now, you were saying... Go ahead.
I'm glad that John's not here, because John usually digresses into personal translations of what I'm talking about, which is good because people can take on his experience. But we get distracted by our translations of what I'm saying. And I haven't been on for 3 weeks or a month, and I felt we came to a lull 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It was when you weren't there. We had Alexi on, and... So it was a different mood, so I'm coming back, you know, full force, going back to what I recently said back on January 16th, January 23rd, when I first came on, that this is my point, and what I'm saying is what we say in the intelligence agencies. We there are responsible for informing nations and corporations about what's going on, and we know that we're in a media environment where we can't get through to anybody, so we've got to resolve the issues ourselves, but we are as frustrated as anybody else at the so-called bottom or middle.
You're frustrated because the public just doesn't get it.
Well, we see that what we think we're concerned about is not going to be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's worrying about a depression, a recession. It's all irrelevant. We're never going to have a depression. We're never going to have a recession. We're actually involved in problems and suffering those effects that have not, that cannot be measured in those terms. These people that are telling you out in the desert that their children are going virtual, the pain that's inside them, they may not look it, but they must have incredible pain because,
They're comparing it to their education when they grew up. They're comparing it to their children. I mean, one of their children came up to the table while they were eating and was, I wish I had footage on it to show everybody. They were having, what they were doing is texting while having a communication with their mother. So they're talking in a group, texting and talking to their parents about what's going on in school and how, you know, they show up and there's, you know, a video monitor there and so forth. And I never thought I'd see the day where, the little machines that they carry now run them.
Yeah.
I never thought I thought I'd see the day like that because their parents were extremely depressed and concerned about, because they were talking about how, the education system is failing and 50% of the kids that just aren't making it and we're just to be getting dumber and dumber and dumber all the time.
We think we're being informed by all these shows that we put on or anybody else puts on. And it's the very fact that we can have instant access to millions of data. That is what's making us as stupid as we were before. So the stupidity is continuing in the way humans never really look at the situation. So I'm asking for a spiritual revolution. And I'm just speaking from a bureaucracy in New York City. I'm a little voice screaming out over the airways for a few minutes saying, wake up. But even saying it in English is not the issue. In other words, the most advanced science fiction movies that we see that Hollywood puts out, whatever they are this year, they're puny compared to what we're actually dealing with. They're actually comforting.
Comforting?
Yeah. The idea that the world's going to blow up and we're going to have a world government is comforting. Compared to the idea that the latest development coming out of Microsoft and Bill Gates is going to kill millions of people.
And you're referring to the iPhone thing, right?
Or yeah, it's the latest. I don't know what, maybe iPhone was last year. I don't know what's happening this year. I mean, we do study new technologies, but there's so many happening all over the world, we don't know which one's going to become an environment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just say that the worst possible scenarios that science fiction or Hollywood could come up with have already happened 10 years ago. So I say that everybody's disappeared. There is no human dimension. I don't think you really did go to the desert. It's in terms of communication and what we're really living in, you didn't go to the desert, you never talked to anybody, and their kids aren't going to school, and there's no radio station that we're on. That, because this is all being said in English. And that is not the medium we live in. We live in a digital space that cannot be felt. And
right.
So it just wrecks everything. I mean, you realize the richest people in the world have lost everything. There is no Illuminati left. They got wiped out 10 years ago.
Explain that, because a lot of people probably on this network and other people that are, you know, referring or whatever, explain what you mean by that.
The simplest way to explain it, follow the law that if technology, any new technology is going to wipe out millions of people, why do you think rich people or the Illuminati set up a situation and plan this? If you really look at how overwhelming the Android meme is, no human survives the situation. And even if they're walking around with big bank accounts, their psyche is gone. They do not have any connection to anything. And some of the symptoms of this is the way the kids live or the way anybody lives today. Senior citizens are on at least 20 forms of drugs, all right?
Right.
Middle-aged people are on Prozac, Ritalin, or cocaine. Young
right.
kids are on all kinds of drugs. But that is just the chemical aspect. Look at the media we use. Like right now, we're on a drug. Compared to communication, everything we say is irrelevant. Right now, where is the economy? Where is
it? Why do you say, Anders, wait a minute. Why do you say everything that we say is irrelevant?
Because it's a verbal medium. And the medium we're in is this static space called the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Satellite telecommunications.
Right.
What is that? Where is it? Do we know what gravity is? Do we know what electricity is? We can just see the effects. We can't define it. We could maybe say it's a bunch of electrons doing this and that, or O's and 1's in the digital thing, but it is what is in the economy, in money, in gold, in bullion, in beans, right now, is the digital.
Mm-hmm.
And where is it? Oh, I go on Forbes.com and see what the price of gold is, the price of oil, or the price of some share or stock, or what happened to General Electric last week. Those things don't exist if you understand that no categories are possible under digital conditions. Now, how can I don't know how to explain that. I just live it. In terms of the, I'm telling you what we, in the quote, the intelligence agency's Illuminati, have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, you, what is the, here's a proof. Most people are very cynical about what they see in the media, to put it
right.
in cliche terms. They do
right.
not believe it, they do not respect it, and they're trying to figure out what they should do about their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That should tell you right there that nobody's believing anything that's given to them.
Right.
But then they believe the fact that they talk about it to their friends. They still believe there's other human beings there. There are human beings there, but the means of communication, the voice that they share, like you did in, out in the desert, is a tiny, impoverished medium compared to the real medium we're in, which is the Internet, which
right.
is a digital
right.
economy.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
wow.
How do you, yeah, it should be a wow. I'm just trying to point out the wow factor of this situation.
Because now, but again, in defense of the general public, who this is new information for, if you sit down with like somebody that calls into the show that's got credit card debt or financial problems, that's going through, you know, all the emotion backed up with their financial duress because of the situation we're in, what would you say to that person that's fresh, that does, that has never heard this before? How would you explain to them what happened?
I would say, first of all, in that person's situation, I say, sit down and relax. You're not going to solve it. You're going to start starving, and you better start training your body to get used to having less food. You better look into the best vitamin supplements, and you might have to steal them because you have no money. Don't get gold. Don't get bullion. That doesn't measure anything anymore. Don't get beans. Start looking at the most advanced ways to live on as little as possible. But you don't have to go to the country. That's the beginning point. You're not going to get anybody to solve anything for you. So then you got to start living like a spiritual genius. And you
explain,
don't...
Explain the parameters of that, because most people, what you've just said for people to do is that's like a gigantic leap for most people.
Well,
even conceive of that, let alone do it. But go ahead, explain it.
I say that that's what you have to do. You have to become a super giant genius in solving a problem. Because you're just a human being, and we've never solved our problems. We've all failed. We're all going to die. And stop bugging me with your problems. You're just going to die before me. Or I might die when I leave the room here, and that guy can suffer another 3 weeks. We got to get realistic. I mean, in a sense, what did Jeremy Wright say, you know, Obama's preacher friend? He goes on was saying that the whites are going to kill the Africans, and AIDS is caused by the government, all that extreme stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy's being extreme about irrelevant issues. He should be extreme about relevant issues, like what I'm saying. He should come and say, we cannot even be black people anymore, and there are no white people. Go back to the network. There are no nations. There are no people. There are no creeds or credits or anything. There's no money. The world is a seamless web. You remember that? Ned Beatty in the Network movie, 1976.
Right.
That should
network,
be plastered
right.
on the Republic Broadcasting logo every day, that statement. Not the Ron Paul situation. Ron Paul, he's ridiculous. He hasn't called me up. I mean, supposedly people are trying to help his campaign. He hasn't dealt with the issues.
Because I think John mentioned something that when he did speak with him, he did interview them, that he didn't really have any coaching per se as to how he was going to present himself on the television and all that. That he really did it on his own, which was kind of a surprise to me. If I were running for the highest office in the land, you'd think that you'd want some like coaching having to do with how you'd present yourself in so many different mediums, and because it was not just the United States, but like a worldwide issue, so that never occurred. So if somebody, like for instance, if somebody is going to run for an office, whatever it is, president or senator or whatever, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to talk about this, because whoever becomes president is going to have a non-existent job and end up looking worse than George Bush. Every president that shows up is the worst president we ever had since Eisenhower, okay? And, of course, George Bush was worse than Clinton. Clinton was worse than George Bush Sr. George Bush Sr. was worse than Reagan. Whoever wins this election, if there is one, right, if there is going to be an election, will be worse than George Bush. And people should say yes, because no president or any human being can talk about the situation that I'm talking about. Yet, many people in intelligence agencies, especially around Putin, understand this situation. I'm telling you, the toppest people in the world, the so-called wealthiest and most advanced people, are sitting around really worried. We gotta stop listening to anybody.
they're really worried. What's their primary worry?
They know that that the android meme has won, that their kids are going to live in a matrix tube. And that's shocking for most people, right? Most people think, oh, that'll happen in 500 years, or maybe it won't happen. Christ will come back, or Allah will come back, or the Buddhists will save us, or Hillary will save us, or something, prevent this whole thing, or some rock and roll star, or some movie star, or Paris Hilton. Maybe Paris Hilton's a genius, she'll save us. Or who's the latest? The couple, Angelina and Brad. You know, they're going to save us, something will save us. Okay, none of it's going to save anybody. But what is saving? You know what is saving us? The fact that we're still talking and keeping the information environment. That's the only thing that is richer than anything. The fact that we're communicating, the whole world's talking, you know, its head off with everybody in all forms of media. Talk is the greatest imitation of Jesus Christ that ever happened. This simultaneous talk is the collective body of Christ happening right now. But I don't see anybody really able to express that as a glorious fact.
Because of the fact they just don't understand it at all. Nobody's taught them. Nobody's, like, a lot of the information that you talk about, you know, we've spoken for quite some time. It takes a while to digest it, and you have to literally step out of your own idea of what your perception is and step into a new one that some people just don't understand.
Not some people, most people, and not even me. I don't pretend to understand what I'm talking about. I'm just futilely explaining what is obvious from someone who's in a position to know what it's like. If you, James, became a trillionaire, you'd end up in my position, and you'd be seeing what I'm seeing. So I'm giving you where you're going to go.
Hang on just a second. All right. We got a caller coming in. Kevin, are you there? Kevin in Minnesota. How you doing? Kevin?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Love the show and know the frustration. I have a simile for what your guest was talking about. If you think of a ruler, there's like 12 inches of information that you know, and you may inform people of this information, and they'll get to about 5 inches, 5.5, maybe 6, but the minute they get to 6, they get to that point of no return, that they know within their heart, their soul, their body, that if they learn any more of that information, you cannot shut it off. You can't turn it off. As long as they got their J-Lo or the Hollywood or Hollywood whatever, or their football games or whatever outer stimuli they have to turn to, it can pull them back towards the 1 inch. And people are so afraid because you can't. Because 10 years ago, I went past the 6-inch mark. And now I'm like at the 24-inch mark. And this is what your guest is sounding like. He's at the same point of the 24 inches.
Yes, I agree, Kevin. And I'm saying the amazingness, the democracy of this amazing information world we live in now is that anybody can see what I, in my privileged situation, can see if they go the 12 inches. And you, it sounds like you get to the point, you can see it. Now, if we could all see it, we're having ESP.
But then the other thing I'd like to add is that not only do we know not all of it, because I realize the more I learn about it, the less I really know about it.
Right.
But they have...
Kevin, it's not that the less you know, you realize how hard it is to communicate it. And who's going to receive it if you did communicate it? That's what you mean.
Exactly. And they, whoever, I mean, you can call they whoever, the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral, CFR.
Or me.
The elitist, that they have done whatever they can to suppress that, to keep us bombarded by the extra stimuli that can pull our attention from what the actual truth or the actual reality is. And as long as they keep us unfocused at what's going on, that's where they have the control.
Yeah, but you know that I said that's not the situation, Kevin. They don't control it either. You're talking to a Bilderberger right now, and I'm telling you, they don't want to tell you what I'm telling you, but I'm telling you that even though I know it and tell you, it's irrelevant, and they don't control it. They're not suppressing us anymore. We are suppressed by the Android meme, which is something we all made through technology.
So then, and through the given establishment that they have forced us in, and I don't remember who said it, but, you know, I'm glad I was born on land or I would have drowned, but wherever, what land you were born on, they have put you through this progression of desensitizing you, de-educating you, and programming you on to this forward momentum.
No, Kevin, you did it. And you represent all of us. We did it to ourselves. That's the democracy of this imitation of the second coming of Christ. This electric prince of the air situation that the Bible predicted is happening. We're in the most democratic. We can all see that we can't blame anybody, and we're all useless in solving it, and we already died. There is no Kevin anymore, Kevin, in terms of communicating with anybody else. There is a chemical body who walks around and eats and tries to survive, but there is no Kevin, and there's no me.
Right, well, I agree with that aspect.
Kevin, hey, Kevin, can you hold on? We're going to go to a break.
Oh, you bet.
Hold on. We'll be right back after this. This is Cash Flow with John Stadtmiller, James Martinez for Wednesday. We'll be back right after this. Hold on tight.
Hey, Ben.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, we're back for the last segment of Cash Flow here with James Martinez. John Stadtmiller will be back tomorrow. Okay, Kevin, you still on the line?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Bob, drive the point home.
Well, I'm saying, Kevin, you're using English. You're pretending you're one little chemical body called Kevin, and I'm a little chemical body called Bob Neverett. The point is we have these virtual bodies, the TV and chip body, that are bigger than us, and you just need to see them. You can't describe the TV landscape. What is it? A million languages happening all at once? Try to replicate that. Would it be a rock concert or something? It's that loud. And so all communication disappeared 20, 30 years ago. So we can just, so what, when something's obsolete, everybody buys it. It becomes a successful product. What is the most successful product today? Talk and communication and audio cassettes and video cassettes and YouTube and Wall Street and CNN and C-SPAN and, you know what I mean?
Right, I agree with that on the frequency aspect of it, but as a Native American, I am a spiritual being that is trapped within a physical realm. And so,
what
then,
is the parameters of that physical realm? You might be even, you're not, your spiritual self or yourself is trapped in a techno realm.
Well, I believe that they are trying to enslave me into that prism.
You don't see you're
I
enslaved
think,
already?
No, I don't.
Ah, why? How could you? Let's hear the solution here.
I don't believe that I am enslaved because at one time in my life, I was ran over by an 80,000-pound garbage truck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean, you had a near-death experience?
And, well, it wasn't a near-death experience, but by all sense of the means, I should not have survived it. And there was a point when I turned my head to the side and I was looking at a tire coming at my face. I can remember the rock stuck in the tread, and I let go. And from that moment on, I have not been enslaved. I have not been trapped, because I know there is something more and something greater that we are going to experience when this time is over.
Well, then you're talking about, why talk about then? What about the world you're living in?
Well, yes, and because of that, it continues to give me the hope and the faith that people can open up their eyes. It may not happen in this lifetime. It may not happen in the next lifetime, but there is a progression. Just because you may not meet perfection does not mean you shouldn't strive for it.
Okay, Kevin, so what you're saying is that humans down deep know they're immortal, and we're just making this mess as a joke and enjoying it secretly.
Unfortunately, yes.
we agree.
All right, Kevin. All
thank
right,
you very much.
Call,
have
Kevin.
A wonderful day.
All right. Okay, everybody, if for those of you that are under duress with credit card situations, you have unsecured loans that you can't pay off, you're drowning in credit card debt, please, if you need to reach me, it's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. If you need to talk to me privately to consult with me about the particular issue, you might call me at 877-331-0626. And Bob, okay. What would you say, based upon the headlines today of the current economic status, what would you suggest to an individual, again, just to reemphasize, what do they need to do to survive in the upcoming months, years?
I'd say relax, begin to listen to what we're talking about and what I'm talking about. I say the whole world should listen to me and understand that the challenge is something to take seriously, but always be like Kevin and assume you already won.
All right. Okay, everybody. This has been another edition of Cash Flow. John Stadtmuller will return tomorrow. Everybody, thanks for joining me. If you're trying to reach me, getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Thanks a lot, Bob, and we'll talk to you later, I'm sure.
Thanks, James.
All right.